We left off by the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph on the Deis. The Mishnah mentions a din that a get that's written the Mechuba Lekarka is no good. And not only is it no good if the get is still the Mechuba Lekarka, and the husband does the Nesina to his wife, Beod the Mechuber, even if the get is written the Mechuba Lekarka, and then you cut it off and you detach it. So by the time of the Nesinas I get, it's already Tolosh, but that's still no good because of the din that we had before, that it's Mechusik Tzitzit. We learned in the Mishnah. We left off by the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph on the Deis. The Mishnah mentions a din that a get that's written the Mechuba Lekarka is no good. And not only is it no good if the get is still the Mechuba Lekarka, and the husband does the Nesina to his wife Beod the Mechuber, even if the get is written the Mechuba Lekarka, and then you cut it off and you detach it. So by the time of the Nesinas I get, it's already Tolosh. But that's still no good because of the din that we had before, that it's Mechusik Tzitzit. We learned in the Mishnah earlier that if the get is written ala keren shel para, so then the Mishnah says, v'noisin lo es ha-para, he has to give it the whole para. So the Gemara, we learned last week, the Gemara asks, why does he have to give it the whole para? The Shlema, if he writes the get on the yad shel ha-eved, he can't cut off the yad of the eved, so noisin lo es eved. But if he writes on the keren shel para, why can't he shech the para, cut it up into little pieces and give her the keren and keep the rest for himself? So the Gemara says, no, because that's mechus ha-maisa. If you do the ksiva and then you do a tlisha and then you do the nesina, then it's no good. So here also, what calls man to get is mechuba lekarka, so that's no good. And if you'll cut it off, if you'll detach the get in between the ksiva and the nesina, so then the nesina will be good, but that'll be mechusa maisa, that'll be a psul, so that's no good.
It's a kosif if that's no good, because there's no really... He gives her a good get,
if he cuts it off in between the ksiva and the nesina, then it's no good because of mechusa maisa. Why can't he give the get beod the mechuba lekarka? He'll carve out a get on a tree that belongs to him, and he'll be makna the whole karka to his wife. Oh, so that's what we had in Machloikas, right? The Gemara never said, the Babli never says what's wrong. The Rishalmi says that the reason why it's no good is because you need Dumi the Sefer. It says because all the Sefer creases, the Ma Sefer betolish, I've called betolish, if it's going to be Mechuber, is no good. And the Rajbo disagreed, the Rajbo had tainus against the Rishalmi, that Rasha, Dumi the Sefer, Ma Sefer betolish, only makes sense if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds you need Dumi the Sefer, he holds that Sefer means parchment.
Yeah.
And it has to be, but the Chachamim we just had before, that it means Sfiras Dvarim, the text. It doesn't mean at all parchment. It doesn't go in the background. How can you say you need Dumya the Sefer if the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment at all? So that's why the Rajba suggested a different shot, because it says Vinosan. Vinosan has the connotation of Dovah Nita Miyad Liyad. So if it's Mechuba Lekark, it's not a Dovah Tolush, how can you have a Mais in a Sina? So Achroinim Chepe on the Rajbo, they ask Akasha, it was a Shlecht Vinosan, it's a... The word v'nosan never applies in biblical Hebrew. We talk about Chumash. It says v'nosan biyodo. The word v'nosan never appears in Chumash on karka. By the Moras HaMachpela, when Avraham Avinu bought the Moras HaMachpela, it says v'yitein los kol arzo, v'yitein los kol sadeu. So you see that the word nesina does apply to karka. Why does the Rajba assume that the chisaron of mechuba lekarka is because it's v'nosan? So the Yosameach gives an answer. We must have spoken about a long time ago. Yosameach said that it doesn't mean that the mashmois of the word v'nosan has the connotation of a dover hanita miyad liyad. That's not necessarily, if it would say v'nosan, here it says v'nosan biyodah. It does say, but there it also says v'ikachas kalartza miyodah. There it also says v'ikachas kalartza miyodah. See, nesina does apply to karka, and yodah does apply. So what's so bad, v'nosan biyodah? V'nosan biyodah means l'shusa, v'sa shlech. So that's why the Yosemech says, no, the Rajma must have meant the following, that it's going to be a chison of tligitach malgabi karka. If the husband's going to carve out the get on a tree, let's say, or he'll carve out the chvesa get on the karka, and then he'll be makdan to the wife, the karka. So we had the Gemara last week, we learned 2 weeks ago, last week we learned the Gemara, If the Baal wrote a get on a piece of paper and he puts the get in his chatzer, and then he gives the wife the chatzer. So Rava said that that's good, and Abai was chepping Rava. How can it be good? It's the chligitach magabi karka. How is that good? The husband is makne the chatzer to the wife, and if she doesn't want to, she's not going to be kind of the chatzer bal karcha. So if she has to agree to be kind of the chatzer and thereby receive the get, so that means that she did the kabbalah saget. He never did the nesina. That was Abai's taina. Every get has to be bal karcha. Every get has to be bal karcha. If the wife's das is necessary, if the wife's consent is needed in order to shaft the nesina, so das felt in the nesina, that's legitach magabi karcha. So we don't paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Rav. It's not from the Yalkagam. We paskin like Rav over here that it is called nesina. Why? Because he didn't write the get on the karcha. He wrote a get on a piece of paper and he put the paper on the karka. So true, the Isha's das was necessary to acquire ownership of the karka, but once she gets the karka, the male of the get is sitting in her karka. So she didn't really participate in the Nesina Saget. She did the Maisi Kinyan on the karka. And then the male of the get is sitting in the karka, so that's the Nesina. She didn't participate in the Nesina. Nesina happens later on. But over here, if the get is going to be carved out on the bark of the tree, the get is going to be engraved in the karka itself, and she's going to make the Maisa Kinyan on the karka. So that's mamish going to be the, even there, even Rava will agree to Abai that it's the Ligita Fagabi karka. That's what the Yerush HaMeach writes. Nilchas Gerish, and that's his pshat in the Rashba. I'll call upon him, that's the halacha. If you write a get b'mechubal karka and the husband gives it to his wife the way it is, that's for sure no good. Either according to the Yerushalmi, because it's not dumi the sefer, masefer betolosh of kol betolosh. According to the Rashba, the Rashba thinks that the Bavli probably doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. So he says, according to the Rashba, it's not good because it felt in the sina. It says v'nasam b'yodah, it's not called nesina on karka, whatever the Rashba meant. And then if you'll do the ksiva b'mechuba and then you'll detach it and then you'll give it betolosh, what's wrong there? That's the psula mechusa mais. So now the Mishnah writes it up as modna. Mishnah has the first line in the Mishnah and the second line contradict each other. First line of the Mishnah says you cannot write a get b'mechuba l'karka. Ain't kaisim b'mechuba l'karka. Then it says, but if you wrote b'mechuba l'karka, it's nishgefelach. It's only l'chatchila teignish and b'diyevet it is good. So who, first of all, whoever heard of it didn't l'chatchila and b'diyevet in a get. In mitzvahs, Taisis in the end of Nida, and Av Samachal from the base points out, when it comes to mitzvahs, l'chatchila, you should shake the lulav and the yesrich reis, sorech eged. You should tie together the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis. And b'dieved, the Gemara said, if you didn't tie it together, so we pass him that you yaitze the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. Or many mitzvahs like that. The chalitza is a mitzvah, so l'chatchila, the proper way to perform chalitza is to have the kriyas ha-psukim, the yavam and the yavam, each one has to recite various psukim at various times. And then she has to do the chalitza sasandal, take off the shoe, and then she does the rikike, she spits on the floor in front of him. And the b'dieved, if you didn't do the rikike, and you didn't even do the kriyas ha-psukim, you just did the chalitza sasandal, all she did was take off the shoe, so b'dieved, you're yaitzeh the mitzvah, chalitza shaloi b'shlei musa. So chalitza is a mitzvah, if you do it, tzitzis is a mitzvah to have tchelis in love, and if you only have one without the other, so it's an incomplete mitzvah, you have a half a mitzvah, a partial mitzvah. So to perform the mitzvah b'shlei musa, you have to do so much. And if you do less, so you're mekayma mitzvah, shaloi b'shlei musa. But Taisa says, this is only nitan lehiyomer on the level of the raisa, the chatchila m'dieved in the mitzvah. When it comes to a matir, a get is not a mitzvah, chalitza is a mitzvah, but a get is just a din. That if he gives a get, they get. If he doesn't give a get, they're still married. It's not a mitzvah to give a get. Sometimes if the wife is not religious, so it's a mitzvah for the husband to get rid of his wife. If the husband is not religious, that's a mitzvah on the wife to get rid of her husband, whatever the case happens to be. But the etzem, that's a mitzvah that they should get rid of each other, they should separate. But it's not, the actual giving of the get is never considered a mitzvah. No one would ever have a half a minute to say a bracha on giving of a get. So since gittin is only a matir, It's a kinyan, it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah. So how is a shaykh to have l'chatchila m'diyev? It's obviously this l'chatchila m'diyev is only going to be m'dirabbanan. On the level of the rabbanan, you have hundreds of l'chatchilas. L'chatchila, the get should be so. And m'diyev, if you didn't do it like that, it's also kosher. So this is on the level of the rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss.
What about aguna? What about aguna? Maybe try to make it a little easier.
Mitam aguna. but you can't be mekel if it's a real din deraisa. So then it has to be miyakeh b'diavad also. On the level of deraisa neged, it cannot be that there's a lachatchila. It should be like this. B'diavad, it's good without. It was good b'diavad without it. So it's good lachatchila without it, because it's not a mitzvah that you should say, let's try to do it ala tzara yaisa toiv, do a hider mitzvah. There is no hider in a get. But the rabbanon, you have hider. So that's what the Gemara assumes here, that this Mishnah is telling us a din de rabbanon. The first line in the Mishnah tells me a din, on the level of the araisa, there's a din, you cannot write a get from mechuba. If you write a get from mechuba, it's absolutely a psul de araisa. Then there's a din with the rabbanon, lechatchila, you shouldn't even write another part of the get from mechuba. But yevet, if there's a gzeira over here, some kind of a gzeira or another, lechatchila mid rabban gzeira, you shouldn't do that b'mechuber. But yevet, if you did that part b'mechuber, it's kosher mid rabbanon. It's kosher as long as you didn't, as long as the main thing wasn't done b'mechuber.
Even though it violates b'kasha
b'nasan, doesn't violate.
Oh, the Gemara is going to explain that it doesn't violate. We got to figure out what's the case. What's the case? So the Gemara has the two pshat. So that's what the Gemara says. The second line in the Mishnah says, "Ksava b'mechuber is kosher." So ksava b'mechuber is kosher. How can it be? V'ha'amrit reisha in kaisvin. The first line in the Mishnah says you cannot write b'mechuber. The pash, this is absul deraisa. So how can it say in the second line ksava b'mechuber is kosher? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Rav Yudah says in the name of Shmuel that there are two parts to every get. There's a teiref and a teifes. The teiref is the essential part of the get, that's ma'akib b'diyev, that if you don't write that, so the whole get is no good. The basic text of the get. We have a lot of flowery language in the get. The get has 12 lines. You can live without 12 lines also. The minig is you write 12 lines. A lot of it is just filibustering. A lot of it is just repetition.
Maybe the change of mind, meanwhile.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the Gemara says for Kohanim, the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, the Gemara says Kohanim are always hotheads. So they're afraid that if they're going to, maybe everybody's a hothead, but the Kohanim, if he's going to divorce his wife, he can't marry her. She'll be a Grusha. The other people, Nishgefelech, he'll divorce his wife, he can marry her back again. Mahzik Grusha is only prohibited if she marries somebody else in between.
Yeah.
But if I divorce my wife and she does marry anybody else in between, then I am permitted to remarry her, unless I'm a Kohen. If I'm a Kohen, I can't. So the Gemara says, because of Kohanim, that they may get angry at their wives and give a get in the heat of anger, and then they'll get stuck. They can't remarry her, so they just lost his wife. So they made a takana de rabbanon that they should write a get mekusha. Get mekusha takes five times as long to write. You write a line or two, and then you fold it over, then you stitch it up. Then you write another couple of lines, and you fold it over, and you stitch it up. Then you have to have more than two witnesses. So folk machagang, you have to go get a couple of more witnesses. Minimum of three witnesses. Sometimes you can have up until 8 and 10 witnesses. So he's going to write and stitch. It takes a couple of hours. A regular get takes much less time. So the minig is, our minig is even by regular get. We don't write a get mekusha anymore. We're not exactly sure how a get mekusha is supposed to look. Different opinions in the Rishonim. They discovered some shtoris mekusharim discoveries there that correspond to one of the shitas of the Rishonim, what it's supposed to be like. So by us, we have extra Lishonis in the get that the Rishonim says, Lishufri the shtar, to make the shtar look fancier. To make it very clear. But it's even good, the get would be good even without that. So the parts of the get, the lashonis in the get, that are absolutely essential, that without this is not called a get, that's called a teiref. A teiref is really, the Rishonim says, really miloshon litrof, to collect. When I want to collect money from somebody else, so I'm teiref from the balchoiv. I'm teiref from the loiv, I'm teiref from the lekuchas, let's say. Teiref is usually, when you collect, it's dealt with a tes, not with a tuf. So some Rishonim say that it's a melitza from the test. They made it into a tuf. Oh, makam aturif means the ikar part. So that the makam aturif is the essential part of the get. That's so crucial that without that the get is no good. And the tofes in modern Hebrew, tofes means a text. So tofes means the extra lashonis in the get that are really only l'shufer d'shtara, that are just repetitious that you really could do without. So that's how Rav Yudah says in the name of Shmuel. The Mishnah means like this. You're not allowed to write any of the part of the get while the wood is still attached to the tree. This is going to write a get on a piece of wood. Can't begin writing anything on the while it's mechuba lekarka. However, that's lechatchila mederabbanon. You're not allowed to write even the tofes, even the insignificant part of the get. Gzeira, maybe you'll forget and you'll write even the teref while it's still mechuba lekarka, and that'll be absul deraisa. But what if by mistake, what if the mezid b'shegig, whatever, ksavo b'mechuber, what if you did write the tofis, the unessential, the insignificant part of the get? You wrote it while the get was still attached to the tree, tlosho, and then you detached it, v'chasama, chasama means that it completed. Ksiva v'chasima teva. Chasima means to complete the ksiva. He completed the ksiva by writing the torif. He wrote the torif after it was already detached from the tree. So that's the main thing. Because the tofis, the get, is good even without the tofis. So whatever you wrote the mechuber, you consider it commander leisidami. You discount it, you disregard it as if it weren't there. Even if it weren't there, it's also good. The get is good with the torif alone. You don't need the tofis. So since the torif was written after he detached it from the tree, so that's kosher b'diavad. The chen amar ablozer amar aboshio, same shot as Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar says in the name of aboshio, the same shot, v'hushishia mokam atorif. The first line of the Mishnah means lachatchili, not even allowed to write the tofis. B'mechuber gzera de rabbanan shema yichtov the torah. And the second line in the Mishnah means, but b'diavad, if you wrote the tofis b'mechuber, but you saved the torah, the main part was written after you detached it from the tree, so b'diavad is good. Chein om rabba b'vachana in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, same shot. U'shashir, mokam atorf. All three said the same shot. And the Mishnah goes according to Rab Lozahi. We had a machloikas that comes up every 5-10 plot. Machloikas Rab Meir and Rab Lozer. What's the nature of Shtari Kinyan in general? And what, the same thing by get. What's the nature of a get? So Rab Lozer's opinion is the Omar Edom Mistira Karsi. According to Rab Lozer, you can write a get, you don't have to have any Chasimus Edom at all. On the level of the Raisa, get without Edom signed is also good. You have to have Edom Mistira watching when the get is handed off, but there's no need to have Edom Chasimus. So when it says in the Chumash, because of law sefer krisis, what is that referring to? That's referring to the ksivis aget, the first 12 lines. It can't be referring to the next two lines, the signatures. Then I tell you, you don't even need any signatures. And so when it says you have to write the get, there are dinamis how to write a get. The get has to be written b'talush. If the get is going to be written b'mechuber, so you can't give it the way it is, felt in the sefer, or felt in the sina. And if you're going to detach it, so this mechusa maisa, you have a hefsik between the ksiva and the Mesira. So what constitutes the Ksiva? So Rab Loza Shita's the Ksiva refers to the Iker Ksiva Saget, to the Torah. So that's how the first two lines in the Mishnah should be read. The Mishnah goes like Rab Loza, that the Iker of the Ksiva Saget really goes on the actual get itself. So on the level of the Rais, the only thing that counts is the Torah. You don't need a Tofus. So you can even write the Tofus b'mechuba l'karka, as long as you detach it and you write the Torah when it's Tolish. But the Rabbanon, we don't...
Why isn't it Mechusamais,
the whole thing? He wrote the Tofis, he wrote the unimportant part while it's Mechuber. And then he cuts off the big piece of wood from the tree, and then he writes the rest of the get.
Right.
He writes, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. I get the Grada doesn't have Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. The Simon type of Mazel Tov, whatever he writes. Yalavi Yitznach, whatever he wants to write on the top of the get. And then, so that doesn't matter whether he writes it in Mechuber or Betolish. The get is good without all of that.
So Mechusa Maisa means that as long as he writes a Torah according to that, everything
if there was no Mechusa Maisa, there's no Maisa HaMafzik in between the writing of the Torah and the Nesina, that's good. But he first wrote the Teufis and then he detached it. Mechusa Maisa says, Kemanda Leise Domi. Reis Lama. On the level of the eyes, he considered as if the Teufis had not been written. So you can live without the Teufis also. Mid the Rabbanon, you shouldn't do that, because if you'll write the Tofis b'mechuber, you may forget, and you may write the Torah also b'mechuber, and you may forget that it's no good. But b'diavad, if you violated that din, the Rabbanon, the get will still be kosher.
What happens, can you have that printed previously? It doesn't have to be for that woman, you can just take a star which has that in it.
Minatori may, mid the Rabbanon, there's a Mishnah later that you're not allowed to.
Or the get is still here.
Zera, right, part of the same Zera, that L'Hatchili should write even the Teufis here. On Chovavim and Aleph, there's a discussion in the Tanoim as to whether you can have a printed form of the get and only fill in the Iker part. So the different Shittas in Tanoim, I'll have to look at it.
Part of the Teufis you have to have, otherwise we'll just say things in absence of any meaning. No one. The date, and then the name.
The date is the Torah. The name is the Torah.
Hariat Muteris is the Torah.
But there's still a lot more. 12 lines.
Yeah.
You can really, the get, you can be in 3-4 lines.
Uh-huh.
And 12 lines, the 8 extra lines is all Teufis. It's all just repetition. So the Gemara reads the Mishnah, Bahachi Kama, and this is the way you have to zet sign the Ivra in the Mishnah. And he starts from the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein Kaisvin, the first line of the Mishnah. Ein Kaisvin b'mechuba means Ein Kaisvin Taifas. You're not even allowed to write the unimportant part, the insignificant part of the get b'mechuba. Why? It's Exer de Rabbanon. Shem Yechtav Taref. Maybe he'll write the Taref b'mechuba, then it'll be no good minatar. But what if the Yevet, he violated his din k'sovel Taifas? He wrote the Taifas only b'mechuba. And then Utlosho, and he detached it from the tree. And then when the Mishnah says on the second line, V'chasoma, chasoma doesn't mean gechasmet, edi chasima. No, edi chasima. Chasoma means he finished it. Hugamar es haksiva. Siyem es haksiva, that's called chasoma. He completed the ksiva. So if Teloshoi, ksava l'tayref, he detaches it from the tree, then ksava l'tayref, then he writes the Torah v'talush, on a son aloy, then it will be kosher. So that's the first pshat that the Gemara says, that the Mishnah goes according to Rav Lazar, whose opinion is accepted. That's how we pass in Lalocha, that Eidim Mesira Karsi.
It's mashmah that the Taifas can't be mixed in with the Taifas. So you have to be finished with the whole Taifas before you finish the Taifas.
No, we have it all blended in together. Sure.
So what if he writes part of the Taifas, part of the Taifas, then he writes more Taifas? I mean, you don't know where you stand.
We have the Taifas and Torah blended in together. Like, let's say, in Iksuba, they have a printed Iksuba, then they leave out a few lines. So we just fill in, by the Chasen, they just fill in this line, and everything else is all the same. By the Iksuba, a lot of it, most of it is the Torah. Most of it of the Iksuba is the Torah, because it says important things. Some of it is unimportant. He said, Hariat Mekudeshesli. He said he's going to love and honor and cherish it. What's enough kemina? You need that for the Iksuba, and the money you need for the Iksuba. It says how much money is obligating himself to the world.
It's a contract.
Yeah. It's a contract about the money. So there is a lot of Taifas in the Ksubos. But just like by the Ksuba, we have a whole text and we fill in. So here also, the Taifas is spread out in the get. There are parts of the get that are crucial on the first line, on the fourth line, on the eighth line, and the Taifas is spread out. It's not that the whole Taifas is at one place and the whole Taifas is in another place. It's not separated. It's all mixed in together. So the first pshat in the Mishnah follows Rav Lazar's shita, which poses a problem, because this is a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah is usually Rav Meir, and it happens Rav Meir is the Bar Plukta of Rav Lazar. Rav Meir is the one who disagrees with Rav Lazar. He holds that Eide Chasima Karsi. We don't pass him like Rav Meir, but that's unusual to have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Lazar. Usually, if when Rav Lazar is to click with Rav Meir, usually you have a Stam Mishnah as Rav Meir. So that's why Rish Lakish, perhaps that's why Rish Lakish Omar, Rish Lakish says, no, don't tell me that this Stam Mishnah that goes like Rav Lazar against Rav Meir, that's hard to believe. Fine, Tak, you'll paskin like Rav Lazar. You paskin Alocha that Eidi Mesira Karsi, Mikra Din, you don't even have to have Eidi Chasim, but you can't tie China Mishnah that it goes against Rav Meir. So Rish Lakish Omar, a different shot. Chasamoy Shaninu, no, the Mishnah says Chasamoy. How do you reinterpret Chasamoy means he completed the Ksiva? No, chasama means he signed it. And the Mishnah goes, Rav Meir, he the Yom Eide Chasim Karsi V'achakam. Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, we said a few times already, the whole writing of the 12 lines, the first 12 lines of the get, can be written by Goy. It can be printed. The whole thing, you don't need Ksiva L'Shmo on the whole 12 lines in the get. The only thing that needs Ksiva L'Shmo is the Chasim Asa Eidim. Because when it says in the Chumash, because of law, Savior Christ, it doesn't go. Because of law, L'Shmo, doesn't go in the first 12 lines. No. According to Rav Meir, a get, or for that matter, any shtar kinyan, only functions by virtue of the fact that it serves as a shtar raya. Yeah. So what makes it into a shtar raya? The chasim is eidim. So when the eidim sign, that's what makes it into a shtar raya. And by giving my wife a raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes we just became divorced. If I give a single girl a shtar raya that we are married, that accomplishes that we just became married. Or if I give you a shtar raya, that the karka belongs to you, that accomplishes that now the karka became yours. That accomplishes the kinyan. By giving another person a shtar raya, that a change has occurred, that causes that change to occur. If it's a change that can occur. I can't give you a shtar raya that the Brooklyn Bridge belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. So I'm not the balabas. I can't give someone else's wife a shtar raya that she's no longer married to her husband. I'm not the balabas, I'm not the husband. But whenever I am a balabas to accomplish something, so when I give a shtar raya that a change has occurred, that causes the change to occur. So according to Rav Meir, the Iker of the any star, Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Rai, the Iker of every star really is the Hasim on the bottom. So when it says that you need Ksivu Lishmo, what do you mean? You need the Edom have to sign the Shmo. But the first 12 lines just enable you to know what the Edom are saying. But that's only a Hechetimtza Be'alma. The first 12 lines can be written in Gansan Shaloi Lishmo, the Gemara says. It doesn't need Lishmo at all. So that's how Resh Lakish reads the Mishnah. And Kaisvimim Mechubelekak, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah is always Rav Meir. We happen, we don't pass like Rav Meir. So we won't pass. Usually Halachik is Stam Mishnah. Because usually the Halach is like Rav Meir. And here it's not. Here it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara said already on Dav Dalad and Aleph that we pass like Rav Loza. We don't pass like Rav Meir on this issue. Avedi Chasima Karsi versus Zedi Mesira Karsi. So Resh Lakish reads the Mishnah like this. And Kaisvimim Mechubelekak. Vachikama. You have to read the Mishnah like this. And Kaisvim, the Torah, if you're not allowed to write the first 12 lines, everything, the Tefis with the Torah, you're not allowed to write the whole 12 lines of the get, but Mechuba Lekarka, why? It's Exereshema Yachto, maybe he'll have the Edom sign also, but Mechuba Lekarka. And if the Edom sign, but Mechuba, that's the real Psul Deraisa, then it's for sure no good. But what if the Yevet, he went and he violated his Din L'Hatchile, he wrote the first 12 lines by Mechuber, but then he detached the get and he had the Edom sign it betolush. So that's the Ika, because of what goes on the Chasimus Edom according to Reb Meir. So the Ksiva was done betolush and there's no Mechusa Maisa. Either it was a Mechusa Maisa in between the first 12 lines, he cuts it off. Why do I care? The 12 lines is not called the Kosov, that's not called the Ksiva. The Mechusa Maisa is only in between the Ksiva and the Nesin, and the Ksiva goes on the Chasimus Edom according to Reb Meir. So that's how he reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly saying Exeira de Rabbanan. The first line tells me, you're not allowed to write the part that doesn't matter. The Mechuber, Exeira, Shem, he'll write even the part that does matter. But B'dieved, if he violated this Exeira, so B'dieved is going to be kosher. Because this Exeira de Rabbanan is only L'Hatchil.
Chosmo.
Chosmo means he had the get. He had the get signed.
That means real
sign in this. Chasoma means the husband had the get signed by Edom. But not that he signed it. Chasoma means the husband had the get signed by the Edom. That's how he reads. V'hochi karma disipshat in the Mishnah Kais from Torah of Gzeira Shema Yachtom. You're not allowed to write the 12 lines of the get Gzeira that you'll have the Edom assigned to Chsimiz b'mechuba. That'll be a psul deraisa. But what if Ksava l'Torah, what if he wrote the whole abgeshib neganse get b'mechuba? Then Telosho, he detaches it v'chasama and his son-in-law, and then Edom signed it betolish, then b'dieved it'll be kosher. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on a new topic. The Gemara is going to lead into a whole discussion. If you have an otzitz nakuv, if you have an otzitz shena nakuv, have a flower pot that's full of, a big flower pot full of earth, and vegetation growing out of it, so if it has a hole on the bottom, and within a reasonable closeness to the earth, then it gets a unique from the earth, and everything inside that's growing is considered mechuber. It's mechuber lakarka. It's mechuber lakarka. The shayla is this karka dino ke karka, or is it ketolush? So if there's a unique from the ground, then it's dino ke mechuber. If it's a otzit chain anok, if it has no hole on the bottom, then it's considered tolush, or let's say lamashal. Trumas lemaisis, let's say, if you have a flower pot, and it's, you have peiris that are growing in Eretz Yisrael. If there's a hole on the bottom, there's a unique from the ground, and the ground below is Eretz Yisrael, then what grows here is Chayv and Shumas Maisis Menatera. But if it's an Otsu, Che'ein Anokah, that has no hole on the bottom, so the unique is from the offer in the flower pot, so the offer in the flower pot, even if you took it from Eretz Yisrael, but once you detach it, so it's offer Eretz Yisrael. It's no longer considered Afar Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we said we have a minhag that when we bury the mason, so we take off of Eretz Yisrael and you put it on the mason and you bury them in Chutz Lartz. So it's really a pella. Once you detach the offer from Eretz Yisrael, so it's always Afar Eretz Yisrael, just because it originated in Eretz Yisrael. Shanais. When you detach it, it's no longer Afar Eretz Yisrael. It's a minhag. Okay.
I mean, and a rabbis do the same thing. It's a zecher. Flower pot, not a unit back in the keeper.
Right. That's a question. Let's say, let's say you have a flower pot and you have arobas growing, or you have, my children grew tomatoes in the summertime, tomatoes in a flower pot. So the Chayodim has a suffix, maybe you say shahakal on the tomatoes. We had shahakal tomatoes in the summer. Because it's an otzi. How can you say bari priho adomo? It grew in the earth. It grew in the sand, but that's not the Adama. That's Afar. The Adama is over there. So if it would have been on the Otzitz Naku, and the Yenika would be Mitachas from the ground below, so then you'd say Bari Pri Adama.
Hydroponics has got the same Shiloh.
Yeah. Same Shiloh. Hydroponics has the same Shiloh. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how thick the Otzitz is. It does not matter how big the Otzitz is. Can be an Otzitz quarter mile long.
I don't think so. It was detached on the ground.
Rabbi? What's the
maskana on
tomatoes
when plowing? Nisafik, we say shahakol. If you say hadama, when it doesn't fit in, you're not yoytze b'di'evid. Say shahakol b'di'evid when it should have been hadama. So you are yoytze. The chayodim is mesupik about this. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi is mesupik about that. He has a safik about the hadasim, and he has a safik about the moror that grew in a notzitz sheino nakuv. A safik about an esrog. Some people don't want to spend so much money. To buy an esrog, there was a man down the block, a guy from the yeshiva, down the block from me. So he took his esrog and he planted it in a flower pot. And then it took him a couple of years. I don't think he grew in 1 year. It took a couple of years. And then a couple of years later, he comes to show with an ugly looking esrog that looks awful. He saved himself $35, but then somebody told him the good news that the chayyarim says he's not yaitse. If the esrog grows in a notzah chain, a noku, he had to grow in his own living room. And a not a chain and not go. So Hayadim is mesupik, and he says you shouldn't use it.
Aren't you worried about a potential Mara sign of somebody eating a tomato coming from a flower pot and then the chakra will grow off? Aren't you afraid people going to say, you're not going to ask him how long you see somebody eating a Gregor on a tomato, not to assume that it's
so we told all the guests that these are shahakal tomatoes. We had guests eating with us. So he told me, say the hadama on the potatoes and the shahakal on the flesh, and then you eat the tomatoes afterwards because it's a safik bracha on the tomatoes. Explain it. You got to explain it. Also.
How do they taste by the way, tomatoes?
Same as regular tomatoes. Exactly the same as normal tomatoes. Can't tell the difference.
I'm looking at the Marachos Arua, growing the Rosh. There he says, he brings shame on Yishra, Yishra Vizman.
Barea Muteris, sure. About the Barea Muteris.
Yeah. Otherwise, what is it?
Shere Rashi, yeah. I don't know. That's how the Gemara says later, Chavav, that you have to have for the Torah. If you need Mokam Ariam with Teres L'Cholam, Chavav and Alam. Yeah, the Pashta certainly is like that. Yeah. So now the Gemara goes into a bit of a discussion about the Yotzitz. The Yotzitz Nakuv, but the Yotzitz Shein Nakuv. So the Gemara first starts off about Gittin, and they switch on to other topics. So they say, Ksavoy al Acheres al Yotzitz Nakuv. He has a flower pot in the house, and he writes his wife a get on the outside of the flower pot, and he's going to give her the whole flower pot. So is that a shiloh? So even if it's an otzitz nakuv, that whatever grows inside is considered as if it's mechubel karka, because there's a hole on the bottom, but the pot on the outside is tolush. Pot on the outside is not mechubel, the pot is tolush. So that's not a problem. You write the get on the flower pot, that's l'chol adeh is good, whether the vegetation that grows inside is dinika mechubra, dinika kitolush, that's an asik on the vegetables, on whatever grows here. But the flower pot, for sure, is tolush. Yeah. Is there a chashash that we shouldn't allow, we should tell the husband, akzera, you're not allowed to write your wife a get? I'm sure when he writes a get on a flower pot. Is there a gzera that we shouldn't forbid him to write the get on a flower pot, lest he'll crack it? He'll want to keep, he's getting divorced, so he'll crack the flower pot in half, he'll give her half, and he'll keep his half. So the Gemara says, Meicha Teisa, why should he crack the flower pot? If he's going to crack it in half, that'll be a Shaila Mechusa Meisa.
You can tear up the gelt the same way.
Huh? So you don't make exera. You don't make exera. You write on a big piece of paper, so Teisa says, you have to be careful, not 2 days in Teisa. So we're Machme, you have to be careful not to cut off the gelt from the bottom. If you have a big piece of paper, you have to be careful not to cut off the get from the bottom half of the paper after it's written already. If you cut off the paper before you write the get, there's no problem, no mechus amaisa. But at first you write the get, and then you detach it from the rest of the big piece of paper, then it's called mechus amaisa. So you're not geyser over there, you don't find the gzer. Now let it write a get on a piece of paper that's more than twice as big, because of the chashash that he may cut it off. You don't find the gzer, so you also you don't find the gzer. That's what Abai says. That's how the Gemara says. If he writes the get on the outside container, even though the stuff inside has the status of mechuv because it's an atzitz nakuv, it does have a hole in the bottom, so there is unique. So that's kosher. The get is kosher because the atzitz, the flower pot, is not the unique mechuv, but the flower pot for sure is tolish.
Not bottled to the flower.
That's the chiddush that I don't say, even though it holds the flowers inside. And everything, the whole offer with the vegetation, everything is dina kemechuber. The flower pot, even though it's necessary to hold it, I don't say it's bottled. That's what the Taisis points out. I don't say that it's bottled agabi, the stuff inside. The otzitz, the flower pot, remains tolish. But that's only provided the shoke levi'ai v'lo nahalo. Because he gives her the whole flower pot and he's not going to crack it in half. But if he's going to crack it and give her half and he's going to keep the other half, then the simple mashmois of the Gemara is that it'll be mechusa maisa. But we're not concerned, Rashi says. Rashi writes the last three lines. You don't have to be concerned. We shouldn't permit that he should write the get on the flower pot. He may crack it in half and only give her her part of the shell. So he says, why should he do that? So why should he do such an arizach to break the flower pot? He's going to give her the whole flower pot already. What happens if he writes the get al ha'ale shal otzitz nakuv? What if he writes the get on a leaf? The Mishnah said that you can even write a get on ha'ale shal zayis, on a leaf. So let's say he has a leaf growing in the flower pot and it has a hole on the bottom. So everything that grows inside is considered kemechuber. So the din should be that it's no good? No, because the Mishnah says if you write the mechuber, it's no good. So the Gemara says no. You write the mechuber, is no good. It's only if it's mamish mechuber. But this is a different kind of mechuber.
Halachically.
Al pidin, it's dina kemechuber. But if you say that the chisaron has to be dumia de sefer, my sefer betal l'shach kol betal, basically this I can walk around with the whole flower pot. It's not so heavy. So this is dumia de sefer. And if you all like the Rashba, v'nosan, felt in the scene, so felt eichen nisht in the scene, I can give it a whole get. I'll give it a flower pot like this. So there's no lack of nesina. So that's what the Gemara says, the chiddush over here. Even though pi halacha, the flower that's growing, the aleh that's growing in the flower pot is kemechuba because it has a hole on the bottom.
The Gabi Shabbos will be also to tear it out.
It'll be a malacha on Shabbos of Kaitzer. But the Gabi this, isn't it? If he writes, al ha'ala shalots, it's not. If he writes on the flower, so abayu amakosh, abayu says kosh. Rabbi says possible because of Exera de Rabbanon. Not that Rabbi holds me in a Torah, it's possible because Mechuber is Mechuber. No. Rabbi, I'm a possible. Abayi, I'm a kosher wide, the shokel of the Ayvila, no, no. Give her the whole flower pot with the whole get. Rabbi, I'm a possible because of Exera, Shema, Yiktom. It's only because of Exera de Rabbanon. You don't make Exera on the flower pot. Why should he be so crazy as to crack the flower pot? Why should he destroy it? But the Aleh, he'll just pluck off. People do that a lot of times when they're walking down the street. Without even thinking, they'll yank off a flower, they'll rip off a bud.
No difference.
Same thing.
Why is it different? Because that's not considered Mechuba L'Karka.
But it's no different.
Taisus had one day like that. Taisus had the 2 days. What if the get was written on a big piece of paper? And after he wrote the get, then you see there's so much space left on the bottom. Ashod, he doesn't want to waste so much expensive parchment paper, whatever. So he cuts off the bottom of the paper. So the get is written on the first third of the big paper, and then he cuts off the two thirds on the bottom. So he detached the get from the bottom part. So we paskin, it's no good. Taisus had one day that it was good. Why? Why is it good? So they had the beginning of this long, skinny Taisus on Chof Aleph on the base. They call Pirush Abeinu Shmuel. That's the Rashbam. Pirush Abeinu Shmuel, they were brothers. The Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Dafka Bebalei Chaim or Bemechuba LeKarka Shoykadov Migdula. It's only called Mechusa Maisa when it's a difference in the Maisa. The get was written on the horn of an animal, so I detached the horn from the animal. So originally it was part of a Balchai, now it's not. Or if I wrote the get, the mechuber on a tree, now I detach it from the tree. So it used to be mechuber lekarka, now it's not. But if I have a big piece of paper, I detach it, it's paper, not such a major maisa. So he wanted to bring a raya from this gemara. Teida, he brings a raya on the fourth line. The besamach, there's a machloikas abai v'rabbi, where if he writes on an ala shalotz, it's nakuv. The rabbi makes a gzeresh am yiktam. Why did they only have the machloikas? That's how the Rashbam learns. Why did they only have the machloikas by an otzitz? Nakuv. They could have had the same machlekes by an otzitz. So the answer is achinam. Same machlekes by otzitz. Shena nakuv. It's lirabuse. It's a rabuse. to tell me a chiddush that on the level of the rice, the get is good, even though you wrote it on a mechuber, al pidin, the leaf is mechuber, because there's a hole in the bottom, so it's mechuber, it's yoinek. And I would have said a get, but mechuber is no good, so that's no. Abai and Rava both say the chiddush that it's good, even though it's mechuber. For kol ha-terukula, forget it's good, it is dum yud sefer, and there is an asina. So the machlek is that by Barov could have been by both. By Yotzitz Nokavam or Yotzitz Shrenanok. But the Rashbam held that diuk. No. Machlek is only is when it's mechuber. Then Rava holds if you'll detach it, it'll be a psul. So then there's a gzer Hashem a yiktum. But if it would have been an Otzitz, She'en on Nokov, which wasn't mechuber to begin with, then even Rava would not make the gzer Hashem a yiktum, because what do I care? Even if I'll detach it. Even if it's detached, it won't be michibura. It won't be, you're not breaking off michibura la karka, michibura la balchai. So just to cut a piece of paper in half, that's not called mechusamais. That's how the Rashbam held. And the Rabbi Natam disagree. Says, it's a big machlek, they quote all the Balei HaTosfos had the machlek is about that.
But Shabbos, if you have a Utsit Shein and Lokov, could you take off the tomatoes and eat it on Shabbos?
I think it's awesome in the Rabbanon, but it's not awesome in HaTorah. If you have tomatoes that are growing in a flower pot, it's a Nisa de Rabbanon to cut it off. Or in Eretz Yisrael in a Shemitah year, if you have, if it's Utsit Nokov, then it's a din of Shemitah deraisa on the pears that grow. Like Chayiv Trumas HaMaisis deraisa, if it grows in an Utsit, Shein on Nokov, it's only a din Shumas Amaisis mid the Rabbanon, din Shmita mid the Rabbanon. So then the Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael said, if you sell that to a guy, if you have an Otzitz, if you have hydroponics, and you sell that to the guy, so then that for sure you would be Mekel. Because the whole din of Shmita there is only to begin with only mid the Rabbanon. So there we would be Mekel if you sell to a guy. But if you sell the karka itself to a guy, so that's a questionable heter. If you sell an Otzitz Shein on Nokov to the guy, that's a better heter. So once the Gemara introduced the topic of Otzitz Nokov versus Eino Nokov, so now they continue a little bit in a totally different area of halacha by Kinyonim. Very fascinating Gemara. And to Sand, this Gemara doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. This Gemara should really be in Baba Basra, when it talks about the Kinyonim, mm-hmm. how you kind of karka, how you kind of metalkum, doesn't appear anywhere else. And it has big chidushim here. Otzitz Shalechod Uzroim Shalacher. The Otzitz belongs to one person, and the offer with the vegetation inside belongs to another person. So one wants to be makna to the other. So what's the din? If the Bala Otzitz wants to be makna to the Bala Zroim, or the Bala Zroim wants to be makna to the Bala Otzitz, so what kind of a kinyan do you have to make? So the Gemara gives the klal over here. Adin deraisa, the Otzitz, the shell of the pot, is dina ketolush. There'll never be dina kemechuber. What's yoinik from the ground is the vegetation with the offer inside, but the flower pot, the pot is not yoinik from the ground, so the pot is tolish. So since it's tolish, so the only kinyonim that are going to work are going to be kinyonim metaltolim. You have to have meshicha or you have to have hagbor. Depends. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, if you have a light object, let's say a pair of glasses or a sefer, which you can easily pick up, make hagbor, so then the din is you're not kind of a meshicha. You're only kind of a meshicha, an elephant, a big animal, a refrigerator. An automobile. You want me to pick up the automobile, make agbah, it's too heavy. So then if you drive the automobile a little bit, so you kind of be meshicha. But if it's a very light object that can easily be picked up, so then the Gemara says you're not kind of meshicha, kind of agbah. So the din in the Gemara is that kinyane karka don't work on metalfalim, and kinyane metalfalim don't work on karka. That's how the Gemara says. So if you make a kinyan chazoke on the flower pot, no, it won't be kind of, because chazaka is a kinyan that only applies to karka, doesn't apply to metalfalim. Kesef shtar chazaka work on karka and don't work on metalfalim. And hagboi mishicha only work on metalfalim and don't work on karka. The Minchas Chinuch points out there's a piskei hatosfos. Once in a long while we have the, in the end of every mesichta you have the piskei hatosfos. They give you the, whenever Tosis has a top, like this long Tosis has a Shaila Halacha L'maisa, what's it then? You wrote a get, and then you cut on a piece of paper, then you cut the paper in half. Is it possible or not? The other Tosis and just say, yeah, Pilpulim, Kashis, Terutzim. But if they don't say Halacha L'maisa, so whenever there's a Tosis that says something Halacha L'maisa, so in the back of the Gemara, they have the Kitzah Piskei Tosis. So they list off. So every so often, there's a comment in the Kitzah Piskei Tosis that doesn't correspond to anything that we have in Tosis. So obviously, the one who wrote this is written by one of the Rishonim. The one who wrote the Kitzur Pirkei Tosfos had a different set of Tosfos that doesn't always correspond to ours. Sometimes we're missing Tosfos, and sometimes he had a totally different set of Tosfos. There were many different sets that Balei HaTosfos wrote. Each group of Balei HaTosfos wrote different comments on the Gemara. So there's in the Pirkei Tosfos at the beginning of the second parak in Bechoris, on the first daf in the second parak of Bechoris, the Gemara talks a little bit about selling a behema hamavakeres to a goy. When you, a Jew has a Jewish farmer owns a cow, and the cow is going to give birth for the first time. So it's a 50-50 chance whether it's going to turn out to be a zachar or a nekeva. So if it turns out to be a zachar, then he's stuck. He has a kedushas korban b'chor, and he can't do anything with it. Bizman is that we don't have a beis hamikdash, so he can't be makrevit. He can't make a mum. He has to wait till he gets a mum by itself, and then he can shecht it, and then he has to give it to the kohen to eat. So it's a big problem. So the Gemara recommends that Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam Taisvus, and the Gemara recommend you should make a shutfus with a goy. Even though you're not really interested, it's not that the ranch is on the shutfus with a Jew and a goy. I just make a shutfus with the goy on this behemah in order to pater myself from the headache of having a b'chor walking around. So the Gemara discusses, no, adarabe, how do you sell metaltalin to a nachri? Which kinyanim do you make? So there's a whole discussion in the first daf and the second parak mechiras. That's what our institution of mechiras chametz is based on. That mechiras chametz is a recent innovation, a little over 100 years, 150 years or so. Before that, they never had such a knife up. They never had what they had. They never had bread in a freezer. They didn't have any freezers. So what's he's going to keep bread and cake and cookies? They'll get ruined. Yeah, schnapps. Schnapps was the problem, yeah. So the schnapps, the people at schnapps had a problem selling the schnapps. Yeah.
Drink it out.
That's one solution, yeah. But the regular balabatim never used to sell a chametz. So they used to sell, a lot of the Yidden had behemoths. So they used to sell behema hamavakeres. The behema that's about to give birth for the first time is called the behema hamavakeres, about to give birth to a pchor. So that they used to sell to the nochri. So the whole institution of mechiras chametz is patterned after what all of the poskim say, by selling a behema hamavakeres. So that main discussion appears on the first daf and the second perikam chorus on daf yud gimel. So on that daf, the Gemara talks about which kin, it's metaltalim, and you sell a behema to a goy. So which kinyan works on metaltalim? So it depends on the machlekes of Yechon and Mishlokesh, all discussion in the Gemara. So the Pirkei HaTosfos quotes a psak that we don't have any discussion whatsoever in our set of Tosfos. The Pirkei HaTosfos makes a statement that you can be koyin and metaltalim b'chazok. Whenever it's shaykh to make chazok, you can be koyin and metaltalim b'chazok. So the Minhasrina quotes this at the end of Chumash Vayikra, when it says in the pasuk, "V'chisim kiramim kol amisecha, akona miyad amisecha, al tona uisha sochiv." So that's the mitzvah of Aynor, that you're not allowed to cheat people in business when you buy or you sell. So the Sefer Achinuch counts that, he reckons that as a mitzvah, the mitzvah of kinyonim. Whenever you sell or you buy, you should make a kinyon. Then he counts another mitzvah, not to cheat in business, to be honest in business. So in the mitzvah of kinyonim, so the Minhas Chinuch has long discussions which kinyonim work on karka, which kinyana work on metaltalim. So he quotes this Pirkei HaTosfos and Bechoris in the beginning of the second parak, and he said it's contradicted from our Gemara. The Gemara said Beferish. This Gemara that we're about to read right now, the Gemara says Beferish Chazaka does not work on metaltalim. Chazaka was formulated as a kinyan karaka, and kinyana karaka did not work on metaltalim. That's the Gemara on the second line from the top of Chav Beis Amin Aleph. The Sefer Achinuch, yeah. The mitzvah of kinyonim. It's not really a mitzvah, it's a parsha.
Yeah.
The Gaonim and Rav Sadi Gaon, the Gaonim had, they divided the mitzvahs into three different categories, mitzvah sesim, mitzvah sloses, and then parshios. And the Rambam also, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the Rambam also has certain dinim that, like the Rambam has lodun bidine ha'esh, lodun bidine bor, lodun bidine shor. Lodun b'din negat saras. What do you mean lodun? What does it mean lodun? So you thought that that's also carryover from the goyim shita that you count essay and lois essay, and there's another thing that's a parsha. So the Rambam puts all the parshias under the mitzvah essay. The goyim didn't put it. The goyim had it as a separate category, and the Rambam has these things that they call parshias. So he puts them under the category of mitzvah essay. So this Gemara says on the second line from the top of Chav Beis Amin Aleph. Otzit shalechu d'zroim shalacher. You have the otzit, let's say the otzit's nakuf. So So whatever's growing inside the ofor with the vegetation that's growing inside is dina kikarka, dina kemechuber. But the flower pot is not yonik anything. So the flower pot is always going to be tolish. Mm-hmm. So if one wants to sell to the other, samochar bal ha'atzis lebal azroim, if the owner of the flower pot wants to sell his pot to the owner of the zroim, so the flower pot is tolish. So you have to have a kinyan mishicha. Kimisha moshach kona. It's not so pashat mishicha. Depends how heavy it is. If it's going to be a very light flower pot, you're going to require hagbo. You have to lift it. If it's a little heavy and it's a little too difficult to do hagboa,
then
right. The main word is that the kinyan is a kinyan metalfalin. Kinyonic karka wouldn't work. Machar balaz roim lebal ha'otzis. What if the one who owns the zroim wants to sell to the one who owns the otzis? So he'll make a hagboa. He'll pick it up. Make a hagboa. Make a mishicha. So it's not going to help because what grows inside is dina kekarka. And karka is not nikta, not behagboa, not be mishicha. Ad sheyachzik bizroim, you have to have dafke kinyan chazaka. How do you make a chazaka? Oh, so the Mishnah is having kiddushin. How do you make a chazaka? Rofak bapurti, you have to dig a little bit inside the offer, dig in a way that it's going to help. Dig in a way that it's going to help.
Why doesn't agav help?
Agav will help. That's the next one. Agav haste like this. Agav means that they both belong to the same person. So far the Gemara talks, the otzitz belongs to me, and the karka belongs to you. So if I want to sell you my otzitz, so you want to sell me the karka. So then there's no agav. But what happens if I own the otzitz with the karka? I want to sell both to you. So then there's a din of agav. Agav heist azoy. If you'll make a kinyan on the karka, then you'll be kind of the metaltalim without any need for a second maisa kinyan. But if you'll make a kinyan only on the metaltalim, then you'll only be kind of the metaltalim. You can't be kind of the karka agav the metaltalim. The halacha says, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in the Divrei Hayomim, in Kiddushin, the Gemara learns that. You can be kind of metaltalim agav karka. If I want to transfer ownership of karka and metaltalim, that's the next gemara. Otsu tizroim shel echod, if they both belong to the same person, umachoron lo'acher, and he wants to transfer ownership of both to the other person, to someone else, so then one direction there'll be agav, one not. In hechzik bizroim, you need a kinyan chazoke. Hagbo is not going to work because the zroim are mechuber. So kinyani metaltalim don't work on karka. But hechzik bizroim, if he makes a kinyan chazoke on the karka, so not only is he kind of the karka, he'll even be kind of kona otzitz. He'll be kind of the tolish as well. And that's the v'zui shoshaninu, that's based on the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that says nechasim she'en lamachrayis, das heis metaltalim, agav the karka, if you make either a kesef or shtar or a kinyan chazoke on the karka, then agav the karka can be kaita the metaltalim. But if he'll do the reverse, if hechzik be otzitz, if I have the otzitz and the karka and I want to give you ownership, so you'll make a kinyan chazoke on the otzitz. So chazoke doesn't work on an otzitz because the otzitz is dina ketolush. The chazoka doesn't work on metaltalim, it only works on karka. So not only will you not be kaina the offer with the vegetation, you won't even be kaina the otzitz, because the otzitz is metaltalim, and kinyan chazoka doesn't work. Hechzik bi otzitz, af otzitz lekono, al cheyachzik bizroim. If I'll make a kinyan chazoka on the zroim, on the vegetation inside, or on the offer, so chazoka works on the karka, and then agav the karka, it'll work on the metaltalim as well.
Why didn't the Gemara mention chalipin?
Chalipin works on everything, yeah. Chalipin will work. Chalipin is the universal kinyan. The pasuk says, l'kayim kol dover. It's on this Gemara that the Pnei Yeshua raises this issue. Why does it make a difference between the otzitz and the offer? Why can't he make the zelba hagbo, the zelba mishicha, then he makes on this, he'll work on that. So first he gives one suggestion, then he says, v'yodya shleimar, that's what the Nesivis quotes, the second suggestion, that kach nemar halacha, that kinyani karka don't work on metaltalim, and kinyani metaltalim don't work on karka. That's the second pshat to the Pnei Yeshua, is that that's the cloud the Gemara is driving at. The one exception to the rule is chalipin. Chalipin, because the pasuk says in Megillas Ruos, l'kayim kol dover, works on anything and everything. Chalipin is the one and only kinyan that works both on karka and on metaltalim.
If you have metaltalim that are very heavy, you cannot lift them and you cannot move them, then you have to do chalipin.
You can do chalipin, yeah.
Another way.
We can do it with the
Well, kesef is not kaina. Kesef is not kaina. Either min haTorah is not kaina, but the rabbanim is not kaina. But the maisa does work.
If you have an elephant, you make it walk.
No, a mishnah box. You buy a heavy refrigerator.
Too heavy. And Achanan says you make chalik. The Gemara has another way. How? If I get the same thing. Let's say you have this very heavy freezer or something like that. I can't pick it up. I can't do a hagvah, can't do a mashicha. Yeah. So I can rent the whole room from you, and I'll be kind of with the kinyan chotzer. The Gemara has a mishnah like that. Sercher es mekoyme. Same thing as chalit. Same thing.
It's your room.
Yeah, then it's my room. If I rent the whole room, so it's my room, so I'm kind of with the kinyan chotzer.
Chalit didn't teach us all the dinim of talpilim and kaka.
That what?
Would use chalipin. Then we wouldn't know the differences between the kinyan.
Yeah, chalipin is easy. That's when the Gemara is not giving an exhaustive discussion of all the kinyan. Why want to say the chiddush over here? That kinyan and karka don't work on metaltim, kinyan and metaltim don't work on karka, and that the otzitz always has the status of metaltim. Even if the offer inside is mechuber, the shell, the flower pot, is not considered mechuber. The second tesis on the top of Chav Beis and Aleph raises an interesting shaila. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin, they quote, the whole discussion of Kinyan Agav really is found in Kiddushin on Daf Chavov, and the next Daf on Daf Chav Zayin. So the Gemara has a shaila there regarding Agav. If you want to decode it with the Kinyan, I want to give you ownership of Karka and of Metaltum. Do you require Tzivurin? Do you require that the metaltalim should be piled up on the karka in order for you to be koinah the karka with the metaltalim? Or do you not require tzivurim? So the Gemara says, no, you don't require tzivurim. How do you know? Because there's a Mishnah that says, beferish, karka kol shehu, a tiny piece of karka, an inch by an inch, is good to be koinah metaltalim agaboy. So the Gemara says, what can he possibly be koinah agaboy? If you hold that you need tzivurim, so what can possibly be, unless it's a needle, the Gemara says, unless he's going to stick a needle on top, and it'll be makna the karka, and agav the karka, the metaltalin. So the Gemara says, no, it's not talking a needle. They quote a brisa in Kiddush, and the brisa says that there was a person who was makna karka to somebody else, and agav the little shtitl karka, two by nothing, he was makna 100 behemoths. So the 100 behemoths were not standing on the little karka, two by nothing, so obviously there's no need for tzavur. So that's the first step, the Gemara says. You don't need tzivurim. It makes very good sense that you don't need tzivurim if you would require tzivurim. So what do you need the whole kinyan aga for? It'll always be a kinyan chotzer. There are rare cases when, if it'll be a chotzer, sheni mishtamer, it's a far-fetched case. But the pashtus is, whenever the metaltalim are sitting on top of the karka, then you don't have to come out to the kinyan of aga. Then it works within kinyan chotzer. You don't need aga. The whole vort of kinyan agav is when it's not tzivurim. Then the Gemara has a shaila. All right, you don't need tzivurim. The shaila is kinyan agav only works when there's some kind of a relationship between the karka and the metaltalin. So Gemara had a suffix. Maybe the two are only related if the one is on top of the other. The metaltalin are sitting on top of the karka. But if the metaltalin are in Boston and the karka is in Florida, so what's the shaykh? The Gemara says no. The shaykh is that I own both and I want to give both to you. That's the shaykh. So the Gemara raises a suffix, but maybe you have to make a shaychis between the karka and the metaltalim verbally by saying agav ukni. Maybe you have to mention, I want you to be kind of the metaltalim agav the karka. Maybe you have to use such a lotion. If we just make up in advance, I'm going to give you ownership of the karka and the metaltalim, then you go ahead and you make the kinyan on the karka. And we never said explicitly that you'll be kind of the metaltalim agav the karka. So maybe since we never said, even though it's understood, even though it's self-understood, but maybe since we never verbalized it explicitly, so maybe there's no tzirif between the karka and the talmud. So the Gemara says, that's right. Aga b'kni b'inon. The Gemara comes to the maskana, tzivurin loy b'inon. You don't require that the metalkum should be tzavur. Agavi akarka should be piled up on top of the karka. That tzirif is not necessary. But aga b'kni b'inon, you do need that it should say explicitly. So Taisus raises a shaila. The Rambam gotta learns that Gemara. The Rambam reads that Gemara in Kiddushin. What do they have? One psak after the other. Hilchus, so the Gemara reads like this. Hilchus tzivurin loy beinon. Agabakni beinon. That you have to say. The two different shailas, when they need tzivurin or not, and when they need agabakni. So they should have first discussed tzivurin. They said hilchus loy beinon tzivurin. Then they should have discussed agav nei, should have said vilchasa loy bina agav nei. What they put one next to the other. So the Rambam read the Gemara. The Raiva doesn't agree with the Rambam. The Rambam read the Gemara that there are two kinds of haga. If you have tzivur in the metalpalim is sitting on top of the karka, then you don't have to say aga b'kni. Then it's mitztarif yachad, even without saying. And it's not working with din kinyan chotze.
So
you don't have to come out to chotze. It works with a din kinyan aga. And if it's not tzivur, and then, and only then, do you need aga b'kni. You always have to have something to be mitzarif the metalpalim with the karka. Either the mitzarif is the fact that it's one is sitting on top of the other, or the mitzarif is the amir. All right. So now Taisus has
a
shayla.
You can have maybe some of it sitting and some of it not sitting. You got a lot of metalpalim, and part of it are the metalpalim sitting, and maybe in that respect you also wouldn't have to have rabbi.
Maybe, according to the Rambam, what would be the din if it's a big unit of metalpalim and part of it is on top? So maybe since part of it is on top, maybe you wouldn't even need aga b'kni for the part that's not on top. By a kinyan chotze, it wouldn't work. That's the nesivus. Let's say something falls, a dovah shel hefker falls into my chotze. Part of it is in the chotze, part of it is out. So the part that's out is out. I'm only kind of this half, the part that's out is not. But here's not a shayla of kinyan chotze. It's a kinyan agav, and agav does not need sivurin. The only thing is that if it's not sivurin, then you need to say agav ekni. You have to verbalize it. So maybe since part of it is connected, because it's sitting on top of the carcass, and maybe even the part that's not sitting on top of the carcass, it's one big unit, maybe. And that thesis raises such a suffix. Maybe that requirement that you have to say explicitly, agav ekni, maybe that's only in other kinds of carcass metal that really have nothing to do with each other. I own a house in Florida, and I own furniture in New York, I own Svarim in Eretz Yisrael, I own things all over the world. I have karka here, metalpalim there. So there's no shaykhis with each other. So then halacha says you have to have aga b'kni. But what happens if it's a flower pot with the flower growing, with the flowers growing inside? So the flower pot is holding it all together. If you wouldn't have this hard shell on the outside, everything would fall apart. So maybe since it's all held together, asvarit, Taisa says, maybe it's mitztarif biyachad without the amira of aga b'kni. That's what they say. Tzarech iyun sounds like one of the achrayim speaking. Yeah. Tzarech iyun, what's the din in tzarech, the second tesis on the top of Chav Beis and Aleph. So they raise a suffix in halacha. Tzarech iyun, what's the din in tzarech laima agu v'kni kimo b'yalmo? Is it necessary that he should verbalize it?
Together, you don't have to say.
I mean, according to the Rambam, he probably would not have to. Probably not. It's not exactly tzivurim, but Lachar and the Rambam would probably hold not so. But nobody agrees with that Rambam. That's a chiddush. The Ravid right away disagrees with the Rambam on the side. So the Pashta says Taisus probably does not agree with the Rambam. But they have a suffix, maybe if it's holding the flower pot, such a case where it's mamish holding it together, maybe they would be masking that you don't need aga b'kni. So to deny, there's nobody watching now. You don't have any aidin. So you're afraid that I may deny that I ever gave you the gift. So you say, I'm going to give you a shtar, don't worry, I have the shtar, it's all written, sitting in the office, and davaila now, go make a kinyan chazak on the karka. So the Gemara says, the minute you make a kinyan chazak on the karka, you kinyan the shtar b'chol mokam shehu, even though I never handed it over to you. You kinyan the shtar with a kinyan agav. It's an interesting dollars. Not talking about that kind of shtar. This is the shtar that was written on your name, that this karka now belongs to you. So since it's the shtar that belongs to this karka, so the Gemara says a kinyan agav will work. A kinyan agav will work. The Rambam says agav only works on this kind of a shtar. Agav wouldn't work on another shtar that says somebody owes me money. But I have a shtar that somebody owes me $500,000 and I want to transfer the shtar over to you. So I'll make a kinyan agav. You'll be kind of my karka, and agav the karka, you'll be kind of the chayv. So the Rambam says there is no such thing. And the Rambam makes a fuss about it because there were two girsas in the Gemara. The Gemara says that somebody has my money, in another city, and I make you the balabas on the money, I transfer the money by kinyan agav. I makna the karka to you, and agav the karka, I give you the money. What do you mean somebody has my money? What does it mean he has my money? So Taisus had a girsa in the Gemara, havi mesiki lei. They owed me money. It was a chayv.
Right.
So I can be makna chayv agav karka. And the Rambam says that there is no such thing. There's no way to be makna chayv agav karka. The Gemara means he has my money, a pikudin. He has a sack of my money. He has a sack, $1 million.
Gold,
he has a sack, so it's a pikudin. A pikudin of money. So money is metalpalim. So when I makna the karka to you, you can be koin a sack of money, agav karka. But it doesn't mean you can be makna choiv. That's a machloik. It's 2 days from Taisa, 2 gears in the Gemara. Okay. And the end of Bava Kama when it says... Either milva bishtar, milva alpeh. It doesn't make a difference. So 1 gears in the Gemara has it that you can transfer a debt with a kinyan agav. And the Rambam holds that that Girsa doesn't make any sense. There is no such thing. So even though I cannot, let's say, even though the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot, if I have a shtar that somebody owes me $500,000, I cannot be makna that shtar chayv to you. Agav karka. If I want to transfer that shtar, I have to have ksivu mesira. That's what the Gemara, that's the machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes hatanayim. Oisiyas niknes bi ksivu mesira. Arosius niknas bin Mesira. So one time a Rebbe, Rabbi Yudal Nasi, is of the opinion, Oisia Associus means I have a shtar. It says, Pliny owes me $500,000. So if I give you that shtar, and I say, I empower you that you have the right to collect the money, that's it. You have the right to collect the money. I'm not supposed to take the money anymore. It'll be gneiva if I'll take money. I just transferred the debt to you. We don't paskin like that. We have the gear, so the 2 gears in the Gemara, how you paskin. So the Rashbam and Baba Bas has the gear, so that's how we paskin. I give over the shtar to you that says that he owes me money, so now you are entitled to collect. You're the balabas, and I'm not allowed to collect. And Taisa says that we don't paskin like that gear, so we have the gear, so we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin osius niknas, b'ksiva mesira. If I give you over the shtar, and I give you another shtar that says I hereby empower you to collect this chayv, I'm transferring over the chayv. So that's the way to transfer a debt to somebody else. But you can't just transfer the debt by giving over the shtar chayv. So the Rishayim discuss it. What if I'll make a Kenyan Agav? So the Rambam says, no, there is no such thing. Agav is not going to help on a shtar. The Gemara says that Agav does help on a shtar. No, that's only one case. The shtar that's written on your name. The shtar says that this karka belongs to you. So when you make a Kenyan, so if I give you the shtar, I give you the shtar, so you have the shtar. So I don't need an Agav. So by my handing over the shtar, you're kind of the karka. I say, I forgot the shtar in the office. So you say, okay, you want to be kind of the karka b'chazaka. So the Gemara says, the minute you're kind of the karka b'chazaka, you're kind of the shtar with the kinyan agav.
What do you need the star for? Is you already make a kinyan?
He wants to have the star. I can always deny later on that I never gave him the karka b'matana. So he wants to have the star. So let's say he's kind of the karka b'chazaka, and then he says, could you please give me a star? I say, no. I don't want to give you a shtar. Why don't I want to give you a shtar?
I
want to deny it later on. So there's no way for him to force me to give him a shtar. But if I already have the shtar written, I say it's written in my office, it's there. And then he makes a kinyan on the karka, kinyan hazoke, and he's kind of the shtar with the kinyan agav, then I cannot say, I don't want to hand you over the shtar. This is mamish geneva. The shtar is already nicknamed to him with the kinyan.
Shtar raya, that's
right. Yeah, it's shtar raya.
That's right.
He cannot force me to give him a shtar raya, though. He cannot force me to give him a shtar raya. He'll have problems later on proving how it is. If I want to be a liar later on, he won't be able to prove it.
You'll be not allowed to do it, right? In both cases.
What do you mean in both cases? If he says, I have the shtar written in the office, and then he's kind of the karka. No, that's outright geneva. Once he's kind of the karka of the chazoka, and it's understood that he's kind of the shtar with agav, then the shtar says, I have to hand it over to him. Then it's geneva if I don't hand over the shtar. The first way, I tell him, be kind of the karka of the chazoka, he's kind of. Then he says, would you be nice enough to give me a shtar? I say, I'll think about it. Okay. And I say, no, I don't want to give
him.
But there was no shtar.
I don't want to give him a shtar.
There was no shtar.
I can't deny that I gave the karka.
The karka is his. I'm not allowed to steal back the karka. But the shtar, I never owned a shtar. Or even if I did, I never gave him the shtar. But if I was mocking him.
He can't claim back the karka.
I cannot. No, if I take back the karka, it's geneva. But he can also not force me to give him a shtar. Taisus asked the Kasha, what is he so touchy about? What does it bother him if he gives him a shtar?
Taisus
tries to...
He was friends before, now he's no more friends.
No, Taisus wants to make an honest person. Taisus, yeah, I'm saying for a car. Never owned a shtar. Right. Or even if I did, I never gave him the shtar. Yeah, but if I was mocking him...
He can't claim back the karka.
I cannot. No, if I take back the karka, it's geneva. But he can also not force me to give him a shtar. Taisus asked the Kasha, what is he so touchy about? What does it bother him if he gives him a shtar? Taisus tries to...
He was friends before, now he's no more friends.
No, Taisus wants to make an honest person. Taisus, I'm saying for a crook, if I want to deny later on. So Taisus gives an answer for honest people as well. Taisus says, I don't want to have... Yeah, Taisus says, I'm afraid there's going to be a kol goad that people have shtaris against me. They won't know that the shtar says I gave him matana. They'll think, miyodeya, there's a shtar that says I owe somebody thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. I don't want to have any shtaris against me. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that's the Taisus quote, that if I gave you karka the matana and you were kind of the karka with chazake, and I had already written the shtar on the karka, and I don't have it with me. I have it in my office. And at the time that you're kind of the karka, you kind of also the shtar with the kinyan agav. This agav is enough in the Gemara that it works. So then the Gemara says, I must deliver the shtar to you because it's yours. You were kind of the shtar with agav. If it was written already. If the shtar wasn't written yet, so there's no kinyan agav. If the shtar is written and it's sitting somewhere in the world, so when you're kind of the karka, you're kind of the shtar with the agav. So the Gemara has a lashon, Taisus quotes on the bottom. Mishum, the last line in that Taisus, and the second Taisus on the top. Mishum, the shtar, afsara the yarahu. Afsar, agav only works on this shtar, on this karka. If I have a shtar that says somebody owes me $1 million, and you'll be kind of the karka, you can't be makna achoyv, a shtar choyv to somebody else, agav karka. So according to the Rambam, we understand what the significance is in the Gemara. This shtar on this karka, that's afsara dar. That has a shaykh, is connected. So that, since there's a connection, that could be nikna with a kinyan aga. But a shtar and a different chayiv, any other shtar in the world cannot be nikna with a kinyan aga. That's according to the Rambam. So Taisus wants to raise a possibility, the shema, maybe, since the Gemara uses a lashon, not the shtar on this karka is afsara dar. Taisus suggests in the end of Bava Kamma, Taisus had the girsa that the other person has my money and I'm makna the money to you with a kinyan agav. So Taisus had one gears to have a masiki bay. They owed me $500,000. Not that they have a sack of money of mine, a pikotin. It was a halvor they owed me, and still I can be makna a shtar choyv also agav. So Taisus is wondering if you can even be any shtar. Agav works on any shtar, not only on the shtar on this karka. Agav works even on a shtachev, that another shtachev, the achrinin, that people owe me money. I give you the karka and you kind of that shtachev also, but an agav. So what did the Gemara have to make an expression that the shtar is an afsar of the ari? Even if it would have been a zaitig shtar, agav would also work. So what's the significance? What did the Gemara Kiddushin mention that for? Does it have any halachic significance? Nothing. It's not important at all. So Taisus raises the possibility like over here. The chen gabi shtar. Maybe if it's the shtar on this karka, maybe there's no need to say the lashon agav kni. Because since it's an afsara diara, maybe it's like the flower pot that holds together the flowers, that Taisus said a suffix. Maybe there's no need to verbalize it to say agav kni. It's mitztaref me'elov. It's muva me'elov, that's what he wants to use, kinyan agav. And there's no need to have amira. So perhaps you can say by the otzitz, there's no need to have amira. That's a quotation from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Maybe there also you don't have to say agav kni. Why? Because the Gemara uses a lashon mishum the shtar afsara diyarahu. And what was the significance of that lashon? According to the Rambam, we know what the significance is, because the only agav that works on a shtar is this kind of a shtar, on this karka. But according to Taisus in the end of Bava Kamma, that agav may possibly, Taisus has the other gears, agav may work even on another shtar. So what did the Gemara have to mention, that the shtar is an afsar of the ara, unless this is what it means, since they're so closely related, so there's no need for the amira of agav akni.
That's what the shtar that the shuvah proto be any different from any other metaltonans that are a shuvah proto, apart from the text?
The shtar as a piece of paper, yeah, it could be nikna aga. I tell you, I give you a house in Florida, you make a kinyan chalipin. So what did the Gemara have to mention that the shtar is an afsar of the ara, unless this is what it means, since they're so closely related, so there's no need for the amira of aga b'kni.
That's what the shtar that the shuvah proto be any different from any other metaltonans that are a shuvah proto, apart from the text?
The shtar as a piece of paper, yeah, could be nikna aga. I tell you, I give you a house in Florida, you make a kinyan chalipin, and I have a piece of paper in Yerushalayim. I have a ksav yad from the Rambam, whatever. I have a piece of blank piece of paper. So you're kind of a piece of paper, but you want to be kind of the raya shabo, that it should be considered that you are now the Baal HaChayiv, right? I have a shtar that says he owes me $1 million,
yeah,
and I want to transfer the chayiv to you. So the shtar has a shtar, so that the Rambam holds that isn't going to work kinyan agav.
So you're separating the object from the text?
Yeah. No, the text is nikneh. He owns the piece of paper with the words on it, but he doesn't own the shtar as a shtar. Yeah, right. The shtar as a shtar, he doesn't own. The piece of paper, the Gemara says, lots al piece of chisay. The piece of paper is yours. You can use it to cover over a bottle. Lots al piece of chisay to cover over tzluchas that the dust shouldn't fall in. The piece of paper of the shtar will belong to you, but the shtar, what it represents, the engu for mammon. The shtar always represents a whole story that you have now have the right to collect the debt from the other person. That's the shaila, where the agav works on that kind of a shtar.
What about a shtar raya not on private? On sale.
Shtar raya?
On sale. And I sold you another piece of land.
The afsar of the yara. If it's the shtar on this karka itself, so then it works. Then it's called an asina. Now, once the Gemara is talking a little bit about Otzit Nakov versus Otzit Shein Nakov, so the Gemara throws in a new topic. What's the halacha? A very fundamental machlokes Abaye v'Rava. What's the halacha? You have an Otzit Nakov. The line begins about 10 lines from the top of Chav Beis Aminav. The line begins with the word Nikvoi. You have Nikvoi Barat. You have an Otzit Nakov, a big, gigantic Otzit Nakov. The Nekev is in the middle, and the whole Nekev is directly above Eretz Yisrael. This is exactly the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz, right over here. The whole Nekev of the Otzitz is sitting right on top of the ground like this. The whole Nekev is right on top of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Yoinik from Eretz Yisrael. But then it's a big Otzitz, and the Peres are growing all over the place. Half of the Peres are growing on this side of the border, half of the Peres are growing on that side of the border. So the Nof means the branches, the Nof is nice to Chutz Lo'aretz. So do you say that since the Nekev, since the Yenik is in Eretz Yisrael, so everything is Gidulei Eretz Yisrael, so even that wood that's growing on the side of Chutz Lo'aretz is also Chayv in Trumas and Isis Min HaTorah? Or do you say no? Maybe it's only Midei Rabbanan. So that's a Machlokes Abaye v'Rava.
Not necessarily an Otzit.
Gemara is going to have a case where it's not an Otzit. And it's not a tree. The Gemara is going to quote their Raya from a tree. It's a very strange, such a fundamental Machlokes should be a Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Shouldn't it be earlier? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's Tanoim. The Gemara is going to say it's Tanoim. So first the Gemara says, Nikva ba'aretz, you have a Nekev that's directly above Eretz Yisrael. However, the Nofo, the branches are extending b'chutz l'aretz. What's the halacha? Abayu amabas and nikvaz lina. Abayu says, look, the unique is all from Eretz Yisrael, so everything is chayv and shumas and maizis min ha-Torah. Shoy. And Rav amabas and nofo az lina. So what does Rashi write? Upotem and amaisa min ha-Torah b'chutz l'aretz.
Within the same flower pot, you could have
So Rashi learns in Rava that the part that grows, it splits. Yeah, the part that's going over the border in Eretz Yisrael is Chayv Min HaTorah. It sounds like the part that grows on the other side. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says, "Basa nofu azlin," and he says in Rava, "Potam and Amaisem and HaTorah b'chutz l'aretz." The chelik that grows in Chutz L'aretz is Potem and HaTorah, but obviously is Chayiv Midei Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Why is it Chayiv Midei Rabbanan? Rashi means to say that Aratzis Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael means Aratzis Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael Chayiv Midei Rabbanan. What if it's not growing in a flower pot? What if it's growing on the ground? It means also it's Chayiv Midei Rabbanan because there's a din Aratzis Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. Countries that border Eretz Yisrael, Chayiv Shumas and Maisis Midei Rabbanan. That's what he means. That's in Midei Rabbanan. It means no, since it's all unique, one big flower pot and half of it is Chayiv Min HaTorah. So that's where they're Machayiv the other half Midei Rabbanan. Maybe it's a more serious din Midei Rabbanan than Stam Aratz Hasmuchas and Lechapan Avkamina.
Right,
the Gemara is going to finally quote that goof is a machlokes satanai. This shaila by the Rav.
The guy was sitting in Ori Mikla, the guy's running away.
In Ori Mikla, the Gemara has such a discussion. Yeah, you have a tree in the Ori Mikla. The Ori Mikla didn't have big walls around them. Some of them had walls, but it doesn't have to have walls. The Sheish Ori Mikla. So the din is, let's say the Retzeach Vishoygig runs to the Ori Mikla. And then he climbs on top of a tree. And this tree is slanted. So the tree is rooted inside the tchum, terchat tchum of the Ori Miklot, and is leaning, the branches are leaning chutz l'tchum. So he jumps on top of the tree, and then the goel adam goes and he kills him. So is that considered that the ratzech was in the Ori Miklot or outside of the Ori Miklot? So there's a whole discussion in the Tanoim. Yeah, a whole discussion in the Tanoim, whether you go shadi nofa basari koro, or do you say the branches follow wherever the ikar of the tree is? That's a shaila for makom, though. That's a shaila. Maybe it's considered one makom, but here it's a different question. Here it's a question of chumas and maisus or shmitah. Is it called Peiris Eretz Yisrael or not? This is not the same. There's such a shaila on Shabbos also. You have a tree that's rooted inside a Rishus Hayoch, and then it branches out to the Rishus Harab, or the reverse. So do you say shadi nofa basari koro?
It's a sukkah also where the shulchan is standing. It's in part of it's in the sukkah.
Whatever the ikar of the tree is, that's a shaila for makom, though. That's a shaila. Maybe it's considered one makom, but here it's a different question. Here it's a question of chumas and maisus or shmitah. Is it called Peiris Eretz Yisrael or not? This is not the same. There's such a shaila on Shabbos also. You have a tree that's rooted inside a Rishus Hayoch, and then it branches out to the Rishus Harab, or the reverse. So do you say shadi nofa basari koro?
It's a sukkah also where the shulchan is standing. If it's in part of it, it's in the sukkah, it's part of it, it's out of the sukkah.
No, so there we know it depends on the person. That depends on where the person is, yeah. But here's a shaila, how do you determine the makom? So that's benegeya to Yerushalayim, Echveis. You have Peiris Maisa Sheni, can only have pidyon when it says, Kiyirchat Mimcha Makom Kilo Sucho Seisa. So you can only be paid at Peiris Maisa Sheni when they're outside of Yerushalayim. Even though the mamish only one psiya achas chutz li Yerushalayim, it's not so far away that it'll be a big tircha. The pasuk says, "Kilo suchol seis ikiver rechav Hashem okar." It doesn't have to be so far. Now, if you look psiya achas chutz li Yerushalayim, also the din is that you can be paid in ma'ase sheni. So the shaila is, what if you have the peiris ma'ase sheni on top of the branches of a tree, where the roots of the tree are inside tercha chayma? Then the tree leans over the wall. So someone has his basket of peiris ma'ase sheni on top of that tree, which is chutz lachayma, but the roots of the tree are in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah is talking about that. What's the din of shadi nofa? Do you say shadi nofa basari koro to be kaveh the makom, to be kaveh the status of the makom for Yerushalayim purposes, for Ori Miklot purposes? Yeah, but here it's a different shayla.
Would also be a shayla. If you have a tree which grows on a cemetery and the north grows outside of the cemetery, the branches.
I don't think so. The tumah is oila adar akia. The din is the tumah goes straight. There is no din that the mokam akever. It's not halacha that the mokam akever is matami. The tumah is bokas viola, bokas viarenis. So it goes up and it goes down.
So why are people afraid to drive on a road which has branches coming out because the tree is in the cemetery?
The choshesh is that it may be mahil ala tumah, and it may be tumah under one part of the branch, and then the branches may be as a tumah outside. If you would have a real solid roof that has a tefach al tefach, let's say you have a beam that's a tefach al tefach. Let's say as you cross over the George Washington Bridge going to New Jersey, so the upper level is under the sky, the lower level is under the upper level. Yeah. So the upper level is an ohel that goes from one end to the other. So let's say there's a funeral procession, and 50 cars ahead of me is the mace in the car. And the Quranim are behind. So if they're under the same ohel, so they become tummy. It doesn't help that they're 50 cars away. It's under the same ohel that's called ohel amshacha. The tomb is nimshach, it goes all the way. That's right, the Quranim should not take a go on the lower level. Some of the boys from the yeshiva told me, some of the Quranim told me, that they always know not to go on the lower level. They understood when there may be a funeral. But 3 o'clock at night, what shayach that there should be a funeral? So they said they were once going 3 o'clock in the morning. They went on a date. They came home. 3 o'clock they were taking a mace. 3 o'clock they were driving a mace, Jewish mace, from New Jersey to New York. They can drive either direction. Okay. We are machmer in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and the Ramah say the proper thing is to be machmer. The kohanim should not be metamei, even to mase yakum ba'oyho. That's a simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Kohanim should be chosh, there's a machlekes hatanoim, where the tumah soil is only a mase Yisrael or even a mase Yaakum. So even though Rov HaRishayim Paskin, it's only mase Yisrael, The Mesa Yaakov are not Matamin Ba'ayo, but nonetheless, the Mechaber and the Ramo both say that the proper thing is to be Machma, not to be, the coin should not be Matamin, the Mesa Yaakov Ba'ayo also.
You just said that the George Washington Bridge is the upper, not the lower?
The upper level is Tachas Kippus
HaRakia. It's not a problem. How do you get off the bridge? It'll be underneath the house. You're going to be underneath anyway.
Under the houses, how long is that span going to be?
Extremely
long. Okay, ich bin nicht kein, so by me is not a problem. Okay? All tunnels going to be a problem. Okay, you got to use the bridge. You got to use the bridge, no more tunnels. He say, Abai says that it goes basa the Yenika. But since the Yenika is where the Nekev is, so all of the Peres grew from the Yenika there, it's Israel. So it has a din of Tevel, it has a din of Peres Shvis on it. And Rabbi says, no, the basa nofo azlinum. Yeah, basa nofo. So then the Gemara has a discussion. Exactly what case do they disagree? Bidi Ashrush, kol yalmaloi pligi. What does it mean, Bidi Ashrush? If it has, Rashi says, Chutz l'neke b'toch ha-karka, Eretz Yisrael, let's say you have this otzitznok sitting on top of the ground, and the sharashim, the roots went through and through, and it's mamish yearning from the karka. So first the Gemara suggests, if you have mamish, a tree growing in the ground, there's definitely no shayla Rashi, the layazlin and subasanov. Mamish mechuba l'karka, if you have a tree that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, and then it leans out the chutz l'oretz, the first thing Mar suggests is definitely no machlekes. The only time there's a machlekes is if you only have an otz, it's now keep peligi. When do Abai v'Rava have an argument? But aloy ashrish, only if the roots, it's not sitting mamish on the ground, the roots went through it through. It's a sitting suspended above the ground, it's sitting on the ground, but the roots didn't go through and through. It's just that it's yonek. So do you say the whole yonek comes from here? Do you say no? That that somehow the whatever grows on the side of chutzlar, it's is not dino kiperis eretz yisrael. Freg the Gemara, is that true? Ubid yashrish light pligi. What do you mean? There's no shaila if it goes through and through. Isn't it a machlekes hatanaim in the end above a mitzia? Vuhatanaim, but the Mishnah has a machlekes like this. If you have, let's say, two chatser zula maila mizu. Imagine like this. Here's a lower level. The mushal. Is it a good mushal? Here's a lower level of karka, and here's the upper level of karka. So I have things growing out here. I have vegetables are growing, or grass, or things are growing out here. So who is the bailim of these vegetables that are growing? Do you say that since it's growing from this man's karka, Reuven owns this karka, and Shimon owns the karka on the bottom. So do you say since it's growing from the karka, and the karka on top belongs to Reuven, so whatever grows on Aroy Ashbach, whoever owns the karka, owns the pears that grow in the karka. So whose karka is it growing from? So if you hold, you go basa the sharashim, so the sharashim are coming out from Reuven's karka. If you hold, go basa the naif, so the branches are growing on top of Shimon's karka. So who is the bailam? So it's the feirish and machlekes are mayor of Yudin, the Mishnah. So don't you see that the machlekes are, number one, you see the machlekes are by brothers and alta machlekes are tanaim are mayor of Yudin. Number two, you see the machlekes hatanaim doesn't only apply in an otzitz naku, but applies mamish.
These two.
Mamish attached to the ground. The selba machlekes, the sharashim are coming out from here. The sharashim are attached in this karka coming out. And all of the nof, all the branches are above the avir of the lower karka. And it's still a machlekes of Yudah and Rameir. So that's probably the selba machlekes of Abai v'Rava. How do you pass him? Whether you pass him like Rav Yudah, pass him like Rameir. So the Gemara Tainus of Ashrish like Pligi. What do you mean? Abai v'Rava don't disagree. When his mamish growing in the ground, it doesn't it seem to be the same machlekes hatanaim in the end above and see vatanan. Shtei ginoi zu agabizu, two levels, two vegetable patches, two gardens zu agabizu. One is high, one is yod. V'yerek b'neihem, and the vegetables growing sideways from over here. So that's the machlekes. Rameir roi meshel elyon. Rameir says he go baser the sharoshim. Rabbi Yudai Meshal Tachton. So isn't that the machlekes? No. Whether you go basa the sharashim, basa the nekev, or you go basa the nof. So the Gemara says, nah, that's in Gansen a different machlekes. That's a machlekes in Dini Mominis, in Aroy Ashbach. Different, unrelated, has nothing to do. Our shayla is a shayla mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. Whether it's called the Gidulei Eretz Yisrael, that's a shayla of Dini Mominis. And the Gemara has some kiriktonic time. The Mishnah explains why Amar Rav Meir, my mitzvah, you little safar ain't kan yerek. And Meir argues like this: He says if the peiros are growing sideways, out from the karka, if the fellow on top decides to, he can take dynamite and remove the whole, or he can dig, he can remove all of his whole karka belongs to him. He can dig out the whole karka and it'd be level with the bottom karka. So if it's going to be level with the bottom karka, there won't be anything to grow out from. So what do you mean? The fellow from the bottom can taina that the peiros belong to me because the vegetables are growing above the avar of my karka. I can remove, I can pull out the whole rug from under.
Yeah.
I can remove the whole karka. There won't be any mountain. There won't be anything to grow on. So how can you say that it belongs to you? So Rebbe Taina that it must be that Arayashbach Dishus Mominus belongs to the upper Bailam. And Rabbi Yehuda Taina is no. The fellow from the bottom tine is, I can fill up this karka belongs to me. So if I want, I can fill it up to your level, make it higher. So vitally, you won't have no vegetables will be growing. So it's only out of the goodness of my heart that the vegetables are growing. So I should have the schus of Arai Yashbach. So the Gemara tine is that maybe that machlekes hamer abyude, maybe it's only machlekes and dini mominus, has no shaykhis to mitzvah satliyas baris. So the Gemara says, in fact, Taisus has a difficulty. Why did the Gemara even have a havamina to make a tzushtel between Abai Verov on the one hand and Rameh Rabiud over there and the Mishnah on the other? But that's his dechnidim mominus. And this is a shayla for mitzvah satliyas baritz. What's the salkadaita?
We'll have that trouble.
But it's in Gansan, no, there it's a question of who has the schus of Aroy Ashbach. Here it's a shayla, is it kol gedulei karka or not?
Yeah, let's say if they decide, even if they decide to divide here, they still have the trouble.
We want to
whoever
solve.
Takes
we want to solve a buy of the rubber.
One thing is
so that's what Taisus raised. Why did the Gemara even have a half a minute that should be a shayla? Okay, so the Gemara Tainas Hasan Kiriktani Tainas a different shayla. So the Gemara says no, but the still a machleik is satanoim. So the Gemara says no. So you said that Mishnah in the end of Bavmitzi is no, nothing to do, it's mominous. Isn't there a famous machloike satanoim? If you have a tree growing in the ground and it's leaning over here, Elon, it's growing right on the border. So the first Tana Rebbe says, because part of the Nika is in Eretz Yisrael, part is Chutzlah. What grows on this side of the border is in Eretz Yisrael is chai. What grows on the Chutz Lo'aretz is pater. My lab behol kamif li. What does the Gemara say? My lab, mistame, this is what it means. Miktas nofa boris, miktas nofa b'chutz lo'aretz. Part of the branches on this side, part of the branches on that side. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the same as Rava, you go bosa the branches. And the Rebbe says like Abai, it goes bosa with the unikis. So since the unikis is here and there, so everything is tebel b'chulam o'rav and zebazeh. Isn't the machlekes Abai v'Rav identical with the machlekes? It should have been a machlekes Atanoim. Shouldn't just be a machlekes. Isn't it identical with the machlekes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel? And you see that they disagree, not only in a flower pot with a hole, they disagree mamish with the ashrish, even when it's growing. So the Gemara is matche, not necessarily, maybe that's a special case, a different case, and the Gemara gives a whole ukim to pshat. The Gemara blight, that we don't know, it could be that this machlekes Abai v'Rav has no precedent, there's no source in any Tanoim. And it could be that it's only a machlokes when it's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot. And if it's mamish, you have a tree that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, even if all the branches are on chutzlaretz, maybe everybody would agree that it is all chayv in Trumas HaMais. Maybe everything has the kedushas perishviyas and the chiyuv Trumas HaMais and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll net it next week on Tuesday night, I have a chasana. One of the boys asked me to do a fitness chasana. So, which night is better, huh?
Yes,
everyone's children, grandchildren. So, which night is better to have the Shia? Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Okay, so, Belineta, next week we'll learn on Wednesday night instead of Tuesday night. And we'll discuss in Yanei Chanukah. Yeah. The last few years, we had a Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael come to visit us and raise some funds for his yeshiva, Rabbi Rabbi. He's here? Yeah. Rabbi.
Careful, won't help him unless it's in the house. So I heard Rav Bobiansky from Kol Yeshiva Kol Torah. So he brings from Igeret Hashmad. Where we put the mezuzah, issue later, where is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to put it right at the door. Now, in the golos, we put it in the house or in the window, but the basic mitzvah is to put it at the door. So why at the door? So he brings Rambam. The Rambam says that the gzera of the Ivanim was not to lock any door in the house, because they wanted to see from outside that nobody is doing any mitzvah inside. Nobody is learning Torah, nobody is doing a bris milah in the house. So they were not allowing the people to close the doors. So when there was a nest, the nest was to put, the mitzvah is to put the candle at the door in order to show that there was a miracle about that also, that now we can close the door and do the mitzvahs inside. That's what brings the... So I wanted to add that probably the idea is that this was Bayit Sheni. And Bayit Sheni, the problem was Shelo Birchu Batorat Chila. And the Ran brings, Rabbi Yonah brings what Shelo Birchu Batorat Chila. He says that probably there was a bit of zinzul in Teret. Inside the heart, they were not mechabed the Teret so much that you have to make a broker on that. So the Gemara says that they have a zilzul in the value of learning Torah. So Sinat Chinam is also the Gaon brings the outside was good and the inside was something. So that's why the Nisoyan was that the Ivanim went into the house to see that inside nobody can do anything and you have to fight and overcome this. So I thought, in our generation, it's also, the Nisayon of our generation is materialism. That's every place we go in America, and I saw every place, the Nisayon is materialism. And Vateka Kafiere Chiyakov, Chazal brings that Da Tamchin Da Oraise. So that's part of the Shavua, Vateka Kafiere Chiyakov, that Chazal brings that towards the end of the Galut, Esav is trying all the time to reduce learning Torah, and he's not able. And towards the end, he sees that he cannot overcome Yaakov not to learn. So what he did, he touched his leg, which is the tamchin of the body, the support of the body, which is the supporting of the learning. So the Nisayon now that everything is materialism, the Nisayon is again with materialism, with the money. That's the Nisayon. I'm collecting money and telling you the hardest thing to collect money for, you can collect for a sick child, for anything, any organization. For learning Torah, it's the hardest. And Kollel is the hardest above everything. And the Kollelim are really, so now Hanukkah, it's really the time to support them.